Well, dear old Dean at Blighton, well, I thought of you today as I helped my eldest kid to put her books and toys away. For there upon the bookshelf, I could scarce believe my eyes, were dozens of adventure books about your famous five. And it so happened me backwards through the years, for I had read them too, and I'd marveled at their bravery and their deeds of derring do. But nowadays it's just as well that you're not still alive to see what time and life has done unto your famous five. Well, Julian was the leader, with a good staunch British heart. He got a scholarship to Oxford, where he studied mighty hard. He took law and criminology until one fateful day he suddenly discovered that crime does really pay. And he opened massage parlors up in Bradford, York and Leeds, where fat old men and Swedish girls do foul and filthy deeds. Now he peddles dirty movies, plastic Macs and whips and chains. Oh, Enid, love, I'm not surprised you hang your head in shame. Georgina hated being a girl, and that's why, I suppose, she told everyone to call her George and dressed up in men's clothes. And in our youthful innocence, in those far-off distant days, we never realized that brave Georgina was a gay. And she came out of the closet when she met a girl named Jill, who is now her living lover in a flat in Notting Hill. And she says she's very happy, says it's great to be alive. Well, the odds seemed much against it when she joined the famous five. And young Anne, she was the quiet one who lived in mortal dread of smugglers and jewel thieves and foreigners with beards. Her nerves got taut as fiddle strings from all the stress and strain, so they put her in a madhouse for the criminally insane. And poor Tim, the faithful terrier, at last ran out of luck when he bared his teeth and argued with a 43-ton truck. For poor Tim found out the hard way what is meant by overdrive. Farewell, four-footed, foolish, furry, flattened, phantom, famous five. Wee Dick could never settle after all the things he'd seen. He was into booze and evil stick by the time he was 13. He had been dried out 36 times when he reached 22. So he went off to South Africa like all the losers do. And I'm not surprised he's happy there. In fact, it is his right. Don't all the bad guys dress in black and the good guys dress in white? If he stays away from black women and white rum, he might survive in that spirit of peace and freedom, much beloved by famous five. For the five stood for integrity, the five fought the good fight. In the days the bad guys dressed in black and the good guys dressed in white. But nowadays it's just as well that you're not still alive to see what time and life has done unto your famous five.